You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 29.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy. Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Lauren Stahl. Lauren is the founder of Sparkite, a New York City-based accountability coach. At Sparkite, users spark what they want to be held accountable to, and by doing so, unlock the power and love within. She's creating a global community and service of empowerment, love, and support. Welcome, Lauren, to Mindfully Marketing. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm very excited about your new venture here, Sparkite. So tell me how it started for you. What is your personal journey that took you down the road to creating this?
Yes. So it's beautiful that we all have our personal journeys that kind of lead us to our passion and our purpose. So, you know, for me, kind of similar to your story in some respects, after college, I started working in finance. I was on Wall Street for about 3.5 years. And, you know, for me, what I realized is that I went into it for the wrong reasons. I went in for the ego, for the prestige, for the money. And I wasn't being true to myself in a lot of different ways. You know, I lived for so long being who everybody else wanted me to be. And in the process, I forgot about Lauren and my values and my core. And it led me on a pretty destructive spiral downwards. I mean, I battled an eating disorder for a number of years, drug and alcohol addiction. The way that all manifested was just very destructively for me. And, you know, slowly nothing was mattering to me so much anymore. And I decided that I needed help and I couldn't do it alone. So I moved down to Florida for a little while. And while I was there, this piece of willingness opened up for me. And I realized that a life beyond those destructive coping mechanisms was possible. And, you know, while I was doing that, you know, it's just that feeling of not being terminally unique anymore and that somebody understands me. And while I was down there, I had started a blog, a recovery blog, where each day I would discuss a new question about recovery from addiction. And I started seeing that people were really liking that. And I've always had that itch to kind of start my own company. I majored in economics and minored in entrepreneurial leadership, and I loved the entrepreneurial leadership courses. So when I moved back from Miami, December 2013, I decided I kind of just wanted to do it. You know, I had resigned from my job on Wall Street. So I started Sparkite as a way for users to spark whatever it is that they want to be held accountable to. It could be to stay sober for the day, to meditate, to work on a business plan, whatever it is. You choose the days of the week you want your accountability email, the time that you want it. And the idea is to really help people unlock the power and the love within, know that they're not alone in whatever it is that they're going through, and to have a global community that's and service that's supporting them in whatever endeavor it is that they choose to pursue.
That's great, because when you're on any journey, we always feel so alone, and we're like, to have support like this is really beautiful.
Yeah, it's very easy to go to that place of feeling alone, that nobody gets it, to put up that wall and really get stuck in your head, you know, in my mind. That's where I was living for a number of years. And, you know, just kind of knowing that I'm connected to someone or something else makes me, you know, remember that I'm one of 7 billion people here, and I don't have to live trying to do everything on my own.
Right. So what was the moment when you decided that you're blogging and you see that, that people are connecting with you to actually making the decision to turn it into a business?
Yeah, you know, it's I remember I got back from Miami and, you know, I was like starting to kind of like go on those sites to look for potential full-time jobs, and it just didn't feel right. It just, I think I've always had that itch to like do my own thing, to be my own boss, to build a team, to build a company. And I was kind of at this point, I was like, you know what, I have been through a lot and I don't want to go back to the corporate world. And I felt like part of my purpose here was to inspire and to help other people and to be of service in that respect. And you know, I was like, I remember like being in the car with my parents and my sister, kind of like thinking about like names for a potential website for what I could do, because I was seeing that this blog that I had was gaining a lot of traction. People that I used to go out and party with on a pretty consistent basis were like reaching out to me. They're like, how did you do it? And that kind of like ignited this little thing in me. It was like, I need to leverage this to more people that don't have access, that kind of live asleep in their life and not awakened. And so I remember I actually did work initially with a business coach to kind of like push me into, you know, giving me that confidence and just like kind of putting it out there. And yeah, I mean, it was, so I did. And I built the website myself. I used a great website builder and kind of was just like, you know what, let's see what happens. And, you know, from there it's grown. And I think that's just a virtue or a testament to just, you know, being consistent with what it is that I'm doing and remembering the bigger purpose for what it is that I'm doing.
Yes. With the purpose, we can keep ourselves headed in the right direction.
Yeah.
I'll let my listeners know, we talked about a little beginning, that it's a newer project. And so you're starting to get out there and market yourself. What are you doing to market or using social media? What's working for you to find your clients?
Yeah. I mean, I would say initially what was really working for me was Facebook, and it still definitely is working for me. What I found is that, you know, for me being in recovery from addiction, I really wanted to target that market initially. And I found a lot of different Facebook groups, a lot of different Facebook pages, and I started just talking about my service. It's a free service and it's a support tool for people. And I knew that it was working for me. So I wanted to kind of tap into that world. So that's how I initially started to get some users. From there, what I really found pretty powerful was doing a lot of guest blogging. So sharing my journey, my experience with different websites and, you know, they getting users through them to come onto my page to begin sparking that way. But I would say like, those two things. And also I've done a few different live events where I have been a sponsor for events that are kind of like-minded, self-help, self-improvement, empowerment, motivational type events where I pretty much just get people sparking on the spot. I have like a little spreadsheet that I have people sign up and right there, you know, they come to my table and they just start sparking. And, you know, people get really excited by it because it's the power is in their hands. You know, it's not like your mom is telling you to do this or your, you know, someone in your family or a friend is telling you to do this. Ultimately, you are the decider and you are the one that's choosing whatever it is that you want to be held accountable to. And it could be numerous things as well. So, you know, where I'm at right now, it's kind of a mix of all of that. I would say the niches that have really, that I've noticed people sparking most in is the, you know, the addiction and recovery, the health and nutrition, weight loss, and, you know, self-empowerment type stuff. So really finding the, you know, the websites that support that or the different live events has been pretty helpful for me.
That's great. And especially, again, when you look back and you say, how do you use it? It's so great that you're hitting those right people and going to the live events and the guest blogging. That's always the way to, you know, especially when you're starting to just build your connections, right? It's all about who you're talking to and who sees you. for the social media, what's working? I know Facebook's working great for you. Is it, are you advertising on it? Is it part of your communication with your clients, or what other forms are you using as well?
Yeah, I would say for right now, it's Facebook. I mean, ultimately down the line, you know, as you said, it's still a pretty new business. It's been like a little over, well, maybe like about 8 months now. I mean, ultimately, I want to have a platform that's much more interactive, where sparklers can really interact with one another. But right now, I have a Facebook group, and each day in the Facebook group, I post, you know, in the SparkEd emails, I have affirmations for the day, as well as a little blog post that's all very much motivational and inspirational. So I post that in there. People kind of share about, you know, how they're holding themselves accountable, what's going on for them. But I would say everyone, they're on their unique journey. And right now where it is, I would say people are much more kind of doing it on themselves. You know, they have the option of going on to the Facebook group or doing that. But a lot of people are kind of replying back to me when they get the email, letting me know how they're doing. But, you know, again, down the line, I'm looking for it to be, you know, a larger community where sparklers are supporting one another.
I love that you call them sparkers, Sue. That's such a great name.
I know. It's like, you've been sparked.
That's great. So What's the biggest challenge that you have found with marketing and finding the people?
Yeah, you know, it's a very good question. I would say in my head, I a lot of times think, well, if I'm putting it out there, why are people not signing up? This is the best service ever. Why wouldn't people be doing it? And, you know, it's a matter of meeting people with where they're at, being able to tap into, you know, that emotional piece, and also realizing that not everyone is going to like your service or want to sign up for it. So not taking that as rejection or disappointment, but really taking it as an opportunity. And that's something that I've really had to work on in terms of kind of sitting with that uncertainty and that discomfort as to where it's going to really head going forward, being able to really be comfortable in that and really believe in what it is that I'm doing. Because, you know, a lot of times I'll speak to people about it, or I'll put it out in a certain respect, and it won't get the feedback that I really want it to. And I think it just goes back to not attaching myself to outcomes or having these expectations, but rather letting go. And if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
I would say I have a new mindful marketing tips that I post out there. And one of them is, not everybody's going to like you. And
why? Come on, why not?
What a great world if everyone just loved us all.
I know. Yes, I know. But I guess that makes it a bit more challenging. But with that comes like excitement as well.
Exactly. So you mentioned your live events. So what's working for you at the live events to get people excited and know who you are and being able to capture all their information?
Yeah. So pretty much what I've done, and it hasn't been that many, but the ones that I have done have been pretty successful. So I have normally a table set up, and, you know, people come over, they start talking to me, and I have, you know, just a piece of paper down where just ask their name, email address, what they want to be held accountable to, the days of the week they want it, and the time. And I pretty much just start talking to them, and I get them to start sparking right there. You know, if they don't want to, I do allow for them to walk away. But I would say that for the most part, people get really excited about it because it's like, you know, they see the passion that I have. They see the passion, you know, I have my mom help me sometimes. I have my sister, and they see the passion with the people that are there. And I think that that becomes contagious. I think that, you know, putting out that positive energy, really people want to latch onto that. You know, they want to feel love. They want to feel a sense of connection, a sense of belonging, and being able in person to be able to do that, people, that's priceless. That's where there's such potential. And that's where, you know, for me too, it's like, you know, I'll cold call people, or, you know, I'm trying to get into more of a corporate side with this. And I always ask, let's set up a meeting, because I want to meet the people. I want to be able to share my story and how this has helped me and how I'm seeing it help other people. That's why I think live events are vital, and these like networking events, because you put a name to the face. And, you know, most entrepreneurs or people that have their own business, they just, passion like comes out of them in such a beautiful way that it's kind of hard not to to latch onto it.
The excitement is contagious.
Yeah.
So how do you see yourself building your platform as you're growing? What is your vision as you're creating and building the company?
Yeah. So, you know, the longer term vision, and I want to just say that, like, when I first started it, I never thought that I would have people in 40 countries now. I mean, I just got someone starting to spark in South Africa, you know, to live healthy and 6 continents. I never would have imagined that. I'm deeply humbled in a lot of ways as well. What I really want to do though is kind of create this place where the sparkers are inspiring other sparkers. So they'll put their spark up there. Other people can latch onto their spark. They can leave comments. This whole pay it forward model takes place. It will be broken down by categories. Companies can potentially start advertising based on the location and category of what people are sparking. So to kind of create this like whole social network place where people are able to support one another on their journey and to make it just a more interactive community.
That'll be great. So as being an entrepreneur and doing this, and then you're in the trenches at the moment, what are the biggest things that you're learning or you wish you knew so that this process would be a little bit easier for you?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm very much, I like what I want when I want it. And that instant gratification piece is very much part of like ingrained in my mind in a lot of ways. And, you know, for me, when I was first launching it, I thought it was going to be like this overnight success and companies would be, you know, I'd get all this publicity and, you know, I would kind of create these interesting stories in my mind. And I think that part of this process has been just keeping it really simple and staying connected to what the bigger picture is. And not getting caught up in the small things. I think for a while, if someone like unsubscribed from it, or if somebody, you know, didn't react the way that I wanted to, I would take it very personally and it would weigh on me for, you know, a day or 2 days or sometimes even longer. And I think that, you know, anytime there's some form of rejection or disappointment, to just keep moving forward. And I think, you know, when I look back to when I really just started, to just realize that it's not all going to happen instantaneously. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And I've really had to shift that mindset for myself, because for so long, especially on Wall Street, especially with, you know, being active in my addictions, it was always a sprint. It was always the next best thing, always never feeling settled. And I think now it's just believing in what it is that I do have and what I have created, and staying in that instead of everything that I'm lacking and where I'm deficient, because that's just going to leave me to a place of not feeling good about myself. And so that's kind of something I have to like affirm to myself even now, so that I don't get caught up just in my head.
You can spark to yourself.
I know. You know, I do spark. That's a good one. I do spark to myself. You know, it's funny. It's like I write a lot, and I really have to, like, you know, reread it and just allow to sink in for me as well. Because, you know, I do send out all of these words of encouragement and empowerment. And, you know, part of what it is, it's healing for me as well to be doing this, because I have to say this stuff to myself also. You know, that built-in forgetter in my mind is so powerful. You know, I can really easily forget like all the goodness that's there in a very short period of time. So, you know, the beauty is I have the awareness of all of that now, and I'm trying to just, you know, leverage that to people in the SparkEye community too, because I do work one-on-one with a lot of people in the SparkEye community. And I just see, as people really start awakening and seeing patterns and seeing these messages and these habits that they've held on for so many years, as they kind of like are able to kind of let some of them go, it's like this beautiful blooming process that happens for people. And, you know, when I think about that, I'm like, okay, you know, this is part of the reason that I'm doing this. So
this is a very courageous journey that you were on, and it's beautiful to be able to share that part of yourself and be able to move people forward is really fantastic.
Yeah.
And scary too, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's fear, there's fear for sure, false evidence appearing real, as some of the people in my life like to say, but it can appear so real sometimes, you know, and the reality is it all, like, as long as I stay in the here and now, everything is great. Everything is like, there's infinite wisdom, love, compassion, all of that directly inside of each one of us. And I think it can be so easy to start living in the future, wanting all of these things, and or staying in the past and staying in the cycle of just, why did I do that? I should have done this, judging yourself and getting into like a cycle of just sadness. And, you know, that's very easy. The mind wants to do that. And what I really try to do with myself and people in the community and people that I work with is bring it back now to the here and now, because everything is okay here.
Yeah, it is, right? Everything's perfect here.
It is. Yeah, it is. Yep.
Any last bit of advice you would give to someone who's thinking about starting their business that has to deal with their life passion or just started, and what kind of lessons that you've learned? What are the golden nuggets you can pass on?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, we were each put here to carry a message and to share a message. And it takes some time to kind of peel away the layers of the onion to figure out what it is. You don't have to stay stuck in a cycle that you're not happy with. Underneath all of that, there is always a choice. And I think a lot of times, I know that I did for a while, and a lot of people can forget that there is always a choice. And it's a slow and gradual process to really opening yourself up to be who it is that you want to be. But, you know, if you're stuck or you feel that there's been a wall that's been put up, that doesn't have to be your only reality. And being able to kind of speak about it and be open about it and to not stay in a cycle of shame or guilt can really work wonders. And, you know, that's the message that I really want to get out, is that, well, whatever it is that you're going through, you know, you're not alone and you can do whatever it is that you want to do, because there are infinite possibilities as long as you really open yourself up to receiving them.
Beautifully said. I love it. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your time and information. And I wish you so much luck on this journey. And we'll have you back when you've got the great success story of what you did and you're in more countries. And I'd love to have you back on and learn more about your process and what you learned in the whole journey.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on here as well, Kimberly.
Absolutely.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you will find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.